Up and down Main Street on Saturday, dozens of artists from the region gathered to show, discuss, demonstrate, and sell their creations.
The Art Walk is it's a celebration of creativity.
That's Catherine Ferrier, who worked with Angel Larkham to organize the event.
You can just wander through town and discover things.
At the gazebo, there were free mini-concerts. Christine Solari, a retired dancer who's worked in ceramics for about two decades, showed some of her work.
More recently, I've been doing work in maiolica, which is a technique of low-fire earthenware, which is very colorful and reminiscent of Spanish and Portuguese ceramics.
There were paintings and drawings and sculpture. There were crafts, such as those shown by Steve Barakas, who takes discarded bits and pieces, sometimes found in scrapyards or at the dump, and recycles them. One creation was a locomotive.
It's made out of a lot of, it's almost 500 pieces on it, that from gas caps to, taillights to 57 Bel Air.
There was plenty for children, too, from hula hoop classes to oogling the locomotive Barakas made.
You can look.
Pretty neat, huh?
Really awesome. Really, really good.
There were dance classes and performances, all part of the Cultivate Contemporary Dance Festival. There was a farmer's market and a flash mob performance. And there was photography. That included photographs by Elvira Piedra, who uses an 8x10 view camera, and gave a talk on what inspires her and how she became involved in photography.
So this was the first real picture in my childhood at age 8 that captivated me.
Another art walk is planned for next year. For NHPR News, this is Chris Jensen.